Welcome to B'nai Yeshurun's Beis Medrash program and special programming for the summer. Just a few brief announcements before I make any introductions. We have a full programming with a summer kollel, and the kollel young men will be available to learn with Baal Batim at night. Please see the flyers as far as contacting us to set up chavrusas during the week. Mr. Shem, starting beginning of September, we'll have a year-round night kollel with 10 mismachim from YU and a Rosh kollel available to learn with Baal Batim throughout the year during the week. This summer also, we have the kollel boker featuring Rabbi Feldman, and we have Rabbi Wall giving a series of lectures. We have Rabbi Zatz giving two shiurim in the morning, and Eli Weber will be giving a series of shiurim towards the end of July and beginning of August. But it's an unbelievable schus, overwhelming schus, to introduce guest Rav, who is not really a guest, but really this is his part, his second home. Rav Sachs has been a part of our Beis Medrash program from its start. And Rav Sachs, who was newly appointed Rosh Yeshiva, the Beis Medrash of Talmud at Landis College for Men, is a known Talmud Chacham and Rosh Yeshiva throughout the world. His Sfarim, his Shiurim, and his desire for all various institutions to have him speak is well known to all the people who are here, and for those that are listening online as well. It's an unbelievable schus for our community, our shul, our Beis Medrash program, to have a schus of such a gadol come here and give us shiur and be really treat us as part of his own hometown. So, b'kavod gadol, Rav Sachs.
Thank you very much, Henry, not only for your gracious, overly gracious introduction, but simply for all the efforts on behalf of B'nai Yeshurun, the Beis Medrash program, what you and Jackie, together with the support of others, has built under the leadership of the Mor D'Asra Shlita is something to be replicated and to be admired. It's a pleasure to be back for this series, and this series is devoted to various themes of Melech HaShabbos. And to start, perhaps there is no better beginning than what the Mishnah tells us in Chagiga and Daf Yud, that Dinei Shabbos are comparable to Hararim Hatzluim Besara. In a very literal sense, mountains which are suspended by hairs, by threads. That Mikra Muat, very little is found in Torah Shebetzav, and rather Halachos Merubos, but yet everyone knows the vast Dinei Shabbos that one must indeed master. Even though this is true, that there is very little which is mentioned in terms of Torah Shebichsav, there are certain malachos that are highlighted in Chumash itself. And somewhat ironically, the Gemara is always troubled, why is it necessary for the Torah to single out a particular malacha? We don't expect to find the Lamed Tes malachos in Torah Shebichsav itself. We know the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Mem Tes, Mishkan always serves as the basis, as the model of Melech HaShabbos. After all, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us in Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Vayakel, Rashi points out in both contexts the juxtaposition of Mishkan and Shabbos to tell us it is true. Many, many mitzvot pertaining to Mishkan, but yet, Acher Shavsosai Tishmoru, Kulchem Chayavim V'chvodi, but don't do so on Shabbos itself. And in fact, if that is true, if it's not necessary to have specific psukim to tell us what is or is not the malacha, the Gemara is bothered when it comes to certain exceptional cases. Tosus points out in Shabbos and Daf Beis and Aleph that Hotzah is found in psukim. The Torah tells us, "Oyetze ish mimkomo vayikale ha'am mehavi." Multiple psukim when it comes to Hotzah. Tosus is bothered. Why is it necessary? There's no pasuk when it comes to borer or kosei. Why do you need a pasuk when it comes to Hotzah? And Tosus comments the name of the Reed that if the Torah goes out of its way and underscores Hotzah, maybe it's telling us a certain deficiency of that malacha, and therefore it was necessary for the Torah to tell us that it's forbidden. The statement of the Reed that Hotzah carrying on Shabbos is a malacha girua, in a certain sense, an inferior malacha, and therefore a pasuk is necessary to tell us that it's forbidden. Tosus points out even a further exception. Typically speaking, if something is found in the Mishkan, it is an av, it is not a toda. And at the same time, when it comes to hachnasa, bringing something in, hachnasa was indeed found in the Mishkan itself. The Gemara writes in Shabbos Mentes, Heim helu asakrashim mekarka la'agala, that they used to go ahead and take the krashim, the boards that were used, and they brought them from the Rosh HaSarabim into the wagons, from Rosh HaSarabim to Rosh HaYachid, found in Mishkan, and yet Tosus assumes that hachnasa is only a toda. So a twofold exception. When it comes to Hotzah, a pasuk is needed to underscore the Av, and Mishkan is necessary to inform us that this is a Tolda. Tosa says this is an exception. That is because there is something unusual about Hotzah. Or Zarur writes, what is unusual is, after all, typically speaking, Meleches Shabbos are always defined as Meleches Yitzira v'chidush, creative acts, that the object now is altered. It's not the same as it was before you sort, before it was cooked, before you harvest, and therefore there's some change in the object itself. Certainly not true when it comes to Hotzah, and therefore Hotzah is a malacha geruah. What we'll have to explore is the following. Hotzah being somewhat different, a malacha geruah, is what I would call havamina. That's what you would have thought. You wouldn't have known that this is aser had it not been for a pasuk, had it not been for Mishkan. But an interesting query is as follows. Now that we know it's aser, the pasuk tells us the av, the Mishkan tells us the toda, are there any differences between Hotzah and the balance of Melech Shabbos? One would not have known that it would have been forbidden had it not been found in the pasuk itself. But now that we know that's the case, can one point to concrete differences between Hotzah as opposed to the balance of the Lamites Melachos? The Gemara comments in Shabbos and Daf Ayin, the same thing is true when it comes to Lo Savaru Eish. The Torah tells us one is not allowed to kindle a flame on Shabbos. And a machlokes between Rabbi Nassin and Rabbi Yossi, why is it necessary to have a pasuk to tell us that it's aser? After all, if that was found in the Mishkan, Mishkan typically is enough in order to go ahead and to serve as a basis of lamites melachos. Somewhat ironically, Rabbi Yossi says, well look, if the Torah singles it out, that indicates that it is not a melacha. Because if something is not one of the lamites melachos, it's necessary for the Torah to go out of its way and to inform us that it's aser. For example, going outside of Tchum Shabbos, if you assume that that is Min HaTorah, or Shvisas Avodim, or Shvisas Behemto, or Mechamer, or Shvisas Kelim, according to Beis Shammai, you have multiple Yisurei Shabbos that are not part of the Lamites Melachos. And the Onesh is not one of Kares, and not one of Skila, and not one of Chatos, and therefore those the Torah has to underscore. So Rabbi Yossi says the following, well look, if the Torah goes out of its way and tells us Lo Savaru Eish, that's an indicator that kindling a flame is forbidden on Shabbos, but Havara will love Yotzos. It's a Lo Sasei, but there is no Kares, no Skila, no Chatos involved in kindling a flame. Rav Nosson disagrees and tells us that we're in Shabbos Nafayin, that the Torah singles that out by example, and that is what we call Havara Lechalek Yesos. The Torah singles out a single malacha to teach us that just as you're obligated for that malacha independently, there's the concept of Chiluk Malachos on Shabbos. You're chayiv for each and every malacha of Shabbos independently. And therefore, if a person b'shogeg will violate multiple malachos, you don't argue that bring a single korban, and that will be sufficient, but it's necessary to bring at times a separate korban for each and every malacha, because each malacha is distinct. How do you know that that's true? Rabbi Nassim maintains that's because the Torah singles out one malacha, and by extension, lo lalamed al atzmo yatzah, what is true of Havar is true of each and every malacha. But these are examples of where the Torah goes out of its way and underscores a particular malacha because of some novelty, to tell us chiluk malachos, or to tell us that it's only a lav, or to teach us hotzah is aser, even though I wouldn't have known that that's the case, because Otherwise, it is not necessary for the Torah to specify each and every malacha. How do we know that this is true? So as mentioned, the Gemara in Shabbos, Sandaf, Mem Testament Beis, tells us that, look, we know that, typically speaking, to construct a Mishkan, or to have a functioning Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, malacha is done. And yet the Torah tells us not to do so on Shabbos, and therefore anything that is involved in Mishkan, that serves as a basis of Lamed Tes Malachos. So as the Gemara writes, in Bava Kama and Daf Beis, in Shabbos and Daf Sarivav, Hak Dahavi B'Mishkan Chashiva, that which is a prominent malacha found in the Mishkan, that is sufficient in order to render it one of the Lamed Tes Malachos. The Gemara even has a further observation that if you count up the number of times in Chumash you find malacha, maleches, malachto, it comes to a total of 39, and therefore that also is a basis of Lamed Tes Malachos. The Ramban explains that that independently is not enough. You have to come on to Mishkan, because how do you know what is an Av and what is a Tolda? Or even the Gemara asks in Shabbos that Borer and Zore and Merakeid are very, very similar, all forms of separating. Why are they counted as independent malachos? Because they were done separately in the Mishkan. So the Ramban points out that Mishkan certainly is necessary, but additionally, the number of terms that you find in our Chumash that corresponds to the Lamed Tes Malachos as well. And therefore, the primary source of Malacha on Shabbos is indeed Mishkan. When we say Mishkan, exactly what is it that we mean? And here the Gleital points out in his introduction that this is a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and others versus the view of Rav Haigam. When we say Mishkan, Rashi always finds a source of Malachi Shabbos in Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan. The Torah told us, Vasli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sofam, to build a Mishkan, to construct the Beis HaMikdash, and not to do so on Shabbos. Therefore, anything that is involved with the construction of, that serves as a basis of Lamed Tes Malachos. And therefore, when it comes to each and every one of the Malachos, you have to find its source in building the Mishkan itself. And Rav Haigon and others disagree and maintain that no, Avodas HaKarbanos. The Torah tells us you have to have a functioning Mishkan, a functioning Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the requisite Avoda must be performed. But not all Avoda can be done on Shabbos. Why not? Because Avoda entails an Isra Malacha. And therefore one could glean from the Avodas HaKarbanos what in fact is or is not a malacha, a pretty fundamental dispute as to whether we derive from Binyan HaMishkan or from Avodas HaKarbanos. When Rashi comments, for example, Natsugya Andav Mentes, or later Andav Ayin Gimel, where is everything found? Rashi always quotes a source. For example, where do you find Bishul? Rashi says the Bishul Samamanim. In order to go in to extract dyes, you had to boil, and therefore that's the basis of the Malacha of Nevasho. Maybe one could have argued that Afia in Bishul certainly is found in terms of Avodas HaKarbanos, but Rashi always writes that it's found in terms of Bin HaMishkan itself. Rashi even cites this view of Rav Haigon. The Mishnah later in Shabbos on Daf Sadi Beis tells us that if a person carries something in his left hand, or in his right hand, or against his body, all of that he's considered to be chayiv. You know, when it comes to writing, if you write with your strong hand, that's called derech ksiva. If you write with the other hand, that is klachar yad. What about if you carry with your left, you carry with your right? That, the Mishnah tells us, that is considered to be a typical fashion of carrying. You can't really tell whether a person is a lefty or a righty by just simply watching how he carries. Sometimes they'll carry one way, sometimes they'll carry another way. How do you know that you're chayiv for each and every one? Rashi writes, that's simply derech hotzah. But Rashi quotes Rav Haigon that writes, because if you look at avoda, some avoda is done with the left, some avoda is done with the right, and avoda can serve as a basis as well for Malachi Shabbos. So fascinating machlokes as to Shabbos serves as the model of Lamed Tes Malachos. Is it limited to Binyan HaMishkan, or does it apply to Avodas HaKarbanos? Beglital points out that there could certainly be differences. For example, the Gemara tells us that one cannot go ahead and squeeze an olive to extract its oil. You cannot go ahead and squeeze a grape to extract its juice. Schitas zeisim anavim, certainly forbidden min haTorah. What's somewhat unclear from the Gemara is that an av or is that a toldo? Was schitas zeisim, was schitas anavim found in the Mishkan? The Glital writes, well, binyan haMishkan, you don't find that binyan haMishkan had schitas zeisim va'avanim, and therefore all you can argue is that is a toldo because it was not found in the Mishkan. We'll have to see all the differences between what is an av and what is a toldo. But if you're going to glean from avoda, well, certainly there was avoda with shemen, there was avoda with yayin, and therefore schita zeisim v'navim is considered to be an av. It is not considered to be a toldo at all. The Rambam describes in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos that rolling grains, molalin melilos, the Rambam writes that that is not forbidden min haTorah on Shabbos. The Glital points out that was found in the Mishkan because that was part of the process of the Minchas HaOmer. But you know, the Rambam writes in the Mishnah that you don't derive from Avodas HaKarbanos, you only derive from Binyan HaMishkan, and you never found the rolling of grain when it came to Binyan HaMishkan, at most only when it comes to Avodas HaKarbanos. So that detail, whether that's forbidden min haTorah, whether that's forbidden midrabanon, that as well could depend on what is its source. Afia, for example, baking, is that an av or is that a toldo? Was afia found in the Mishkan? Well, afia was not found in Binyan HaMishkan, but afia was absolutely found in Avodas HaKarbanos, whether it was the Shtei HaLechem, whether Lechem HaPanim, and therefore, depending on whether you can derive from avod as well, will determine whether afia is considered to be an av or whether it's a tolda. Interestingly, the Rambam, as mentioned, holds like Rashi, you derive from Binyan HaMishkan, but yet the Rambam writes afia is an av. Afia and Bishol are one and the same, but you know, the Rambam gives a different reason for that, because the Rambam comments, it's not that afia was found in the Mishkan, but rather afia and Bishol are so closely related, they are all inyan echad. The reason the Rambam has to tell you that is because of that difficulty, because afia was not found in Binyan HaMishkan, and therefore if I'm going to count it as an av, I have to justify why in fact I'm doing so, and that justification is that afia and bishul are so closely related that we won't distinguish between the two. But you know, many differences as to whether we glean from Binyan HaMishkan or Avodas HaKarbanos. One could even argue this further, and that is, what exactly do we mean Mishkan? If I say Avodas HaKarbanos, it means as follows: anything that we had to do in the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, build a Mishkan, build the Beis HaMikdash. And you have to do avodah, but certain things you can't do. You want to bring, for example, a carbon adava. You want to bring a toda. No, you can't do the shchita sakarban on Shabbos. Shchita is one of the lamates melachos. Anything that we would do in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, that we can't do on Shabbos, that serves as a basis of lamates melachos. If you say that it's based on Binyan HaMishkan, so what exactly does it mean? Zareya, planting, is one of the Avos Melachos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, build a Mishkan. So when Bnei Yisrael heard that Sivui, what did? They planted? They planted trees? And decades later, they cut down the trees and used it for the crushing? They didn't plant because of Vosle Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Selchem. You have to interpret a little bit differently, and that is true. Bnei Yisrael didn't plant for the purpose of Binyan HaMishkan after the Tzivui of Asli Mikdash HaShachanti B'Selchem, but in order to utilize the material that had already grown, it was necessary to plant, it was necessary to harvest, and therefore that can serve as a basis of Lamates Melachos as well. So not even necessarily that which Bnei Yisrael did for the purpose of the Mishkan, but that which would have been required. The Midrashim tell us that already from Yaakov Avinu, they took trees with them into the Midbar, knowing very well that they would have a mitzvah, construction of a mishkan, not that they actually planted, but in principle, to access wood, planting and harvesting and reaping and sowing is necessary, and therefore that serves as a basis of lametes melachos. So therefore, that is classically what we assume. Mishkan is the source. And the machlokas Rashi of Haigon, exactly what aspect of Mishkan? Is it Binyan HaMishkan or is it Avodas HaKarbanos? There are two other possible makoros as well. Just one briefly, if you look in the Zohar and Parshas Pinchas, Zohar writes very interestingly that Shabbos commemorates Bria Shamayim Varetz. After all, we always recite Vayechulu. When we recite Vayechulu, as the Gemara writes in Shabbos and Kuf Yates, it's as though that we are made, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Borei Olam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu ceased on Shabbos from engaging in Kaviyachol, that activity necessary to create the world, the Zohar tells us, interesting finish, which creative acts are necessary to be a Borei Olam? What do you do when you are creating a society? And the answer is, Palametes Malachos. And therefore, that is the basis. Bria Shemaim Varetz. You know, it's not coincidental that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that houses us, and Vosnei Mikdash Roshachanti B'Sof, and we are called upon to build a Mishkan, Kaviyachol, a place of Hashras Hashchina, and both serve as the basis of Lametes Malachos, the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us, and what we create in order to go ahead and have a Makam of Hashras Hashchina. And therefore both serve as the basis of Lametes Malachos. And Tosus quotes a very fascinating medrash. This is a Tosus, Tzachim, Kuf Yudzayin, Webei is the very top Tosus, where Tosus writes the following. When Bnei Yisrael were avodim to Paro Mitzrayim, vayavidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael tefarech. Bnei Yisrael had to engage in backbreaking labor, avodas parech. What was the avodas parech that we had to do? Tulsus writes, the Medrash, Lametes Malachos, Lametes Malachos. And what is it that we celebrate on Shabbos? Well, at once we celebrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. That's what the Torah tells us, Maaseh Sedibros, in Shmos Perachot, in Yisrael. But if you look in the Luchos Shniyos, in Veshanon, in Dvarim Perakei, there the Torah tells us, why is it that we observe Shabbos? Because ki eved ha'isa b'Mitzrayim, because we were avodim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us from Mitzrayim, al ken sivcha Hashem Elokecha lasos es yom ha'Shabbos. Therefore, we observe Shabbos. Shabbos is not only a reminder of Bria Shemayim Varetz, but Shabbos, in a very clear sense, is also that which we do as part of a zecher yitzias Mitzrayim. And Tosus writes, what did we have to do? When we were avadim tepar mitzrayim, lametes malachos, and therefore we refrain on doing on Shabbos, manifesting our chayrus, what we had to do as avadim teparo in mitzrayim. And Tosus continues, again, take a look, Tosus kuf yud zayin and sachim. Tosus writes, the gematria of atbash, where the first letter corresponds to the last letter of the alphabet, and so on. So what is the gematria of parech? Parech is vav gimel Vigal Lamed, that's Lametes. Tosus writes, that's the basis of Lametes Malachos. That's what Tosus writes. Lametes Malachos reminds us of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And why does Tosus make this comment in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin? Because Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin is the sugya of Kiddush. And that's what the Gemara comments, Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. Make sure when you make Kiddush, you mention Zeche Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we include those three words in Kiddush, that's fundamental. Because after all, the Gemara quotes it, Zeche Shava. Zeche Yetzias Mitzrayim Bekadsha, Zechira Shabbos. Laman Tizkor Es Yomtzeis Kameretz Yisrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha, Zeche Tizkor, tells us Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. That is pretty critical. That is fundamental. The simple understanding of the Gemara, that is a din daraisa, that you have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim when a person makes Kiddush. In fact, we've discussed in earlier Shiurim, what exactly is the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush? The Gemara writes in Brachos and Dafav, in Shavuos and Dafav, that there is a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. Zachar Yisrael Shabbos Bekadsha. And the Sifra writes, the Torah Skonim, in Parshas Bechukosai, that Zechira does not merely mean remembrance. Whenever the Torah tells us Zachar, Shitei Shona B'Ticha, that has to be expressed. when it comes to Zechiras Amalek, simply just remember, meaning what? Don't forget. The Torah tells us, Losishka, don't forget. Hamani Mekayim Zachor, Shetei Shona Beticha. You have to express it. That's why Tosfos writes that the Kriya of Parsha Zachor, Tosfos writes, and Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel, Megillah and Daf Yud Zayin, that's a Din D'Oraisa. Because after all, Zechiras Amalek means you have to manifest that Zechira. And the Midrash writes the same thing is true when it comes to Zechira Shabbos. It's not enough to know that it's Shabbos. Of course you have to know that it's Shabbos. You have to refrain from engaging in Melacha. But Zachar Sima Shabbos Lakasha means more than that. You have to manifest that remembrance. And therefore there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. So therefore the Gemara tells us explicitly, Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah. So if I were to ask you, true, but which elements of Kiddush are D'Oraisa? After all, Kiddush means mentioning the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos, Kiddush B'dvarim, and Zochrei Ohayayim, doing so in conjunction with the Kol Shel Bracha, and the Gemara writes in Erev and Daf Mem, Hamavarech Tzarech She'yiptom, that you have to drink the wine of Kiddush as well. So if a person will ask you, what exactly do I do when it comes to Kiddush? The answer is Dibur, Al Hakos, and Te'ima. And if I ask you, what is Min HaTorah, and what is D'Rabbanan? There are three views in the Rishonim. Three possibilities. Now, Rashi Shita, this is found in Nozir and Af Gimma Beis. The Mefaresh in Nozir is not Rashi, but Rashi does write this as well in the Sefer Hapardes, that all three are Min HaTorah. All three are Min HaTorah. And on that daf, Nozir Daf Gimma Beis, a pretty astounding Kiddush, where Rashi writes that a Nozir drinks the wine of Kiddush. Because that's part of the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush. And Tosfos writes that certainly is not true. A Nozir does not drink the wine of Kiddush, because drinking the wine of Kiddush is not necessary for Kiddush min HaTorah. Why? Because Kiddush min HaTorah only requires either step one, Kiddush B'dvarim, or step two, an interesting split, that you have to make Kiddush al Hayayin, but you don't have to drink. Kiddush al Hayayin is min HaTorah, but Te'ima, you don't have to drink, it would be enough to mekavish kiyom and hakol shel bracha, and then put down the kol shel bracha. The three views in Rishonim. And Rov Rishonim assume, this is what the Rambam writes, Perachat Tesef Ocha Shabbos, what the Sefer Chinuch writes, in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, that Kiddush B'dvarim is all that is necessary. Any need for wine, and certainly any need to drink, all of that is only drabanan. The mitzvah of Zechira simply is Bidvarim. That is considered to be the extent of Kiddush min HaTorah. So if that's true, if that's what the Rambam writes, and that's how we assume, so I'll press you and ask you, when do you fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush? So if you look in our Achaim and Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, the Magen Avraham writes, this is what the No Dilut assumes, and his Pirish the Dogra Mavava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that, well, when you daven Mariv, and you mention the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos, Ata Kidashris Yom Hashvi'i Shvecha, so with that, one is fulfilling the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush. The Tosfos even writes a fascinating Kiddush, that the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush does not only apply on Shabbos, but it even applies on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush. Because after all, min HaTorah, Kiddush does not require Yayin, it doesn't require Te'ima, so why shouldn't there be a mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush when it comes to Yom Kippur? And the Tosfos writes in Sefer Kuf Yud Aleph that there is. And when you daven Mariv, Kol Nidrei Night, have in mind not just merely Tfilas Arvis, but have in mind the mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana, the mitzvah of Kiddush of Yom Kippur. If you're going to argue that the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush requires drinking, then obviously it doesn't apply on Yom Kippur. But if you're going to argue, as we do la halacha, that Kiddush min HaTorah is Kiddush B'dvarim, so in such a case, that applies on Shabbos, that applies on Yom Kippur as well, and that's the Kiddush that the Tosfos writes. So if this is true, that you don't need Yayin, so maybe one fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa when you go ahead and you daven. And that's the known kasha of the No Debi Yehuda, that men are obligated in Kiddush, women are obligated in Kiddush. Typically speaking, men daven Mariv, women do not typically daven Mariv on Friday night. When you come home from shul, you're only obligated in Kiddush midrabanan, your wife is obligated in Kiddush min HaTorah. No, the Biddle leaves that as a tzarech iyun. How is it possible for men to make Kiddush for women? That's his question. The simple answer is arvos, ko yisrael arevim zebozeh. No, the sugya, the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, but yetzon otzi. I can make Kiddush repeatedly, as long as there's someone each time who is fulfilling their mitzvah. The No Debuta writes, Rabbi Kvega writes, he doesn't think that is really the meaning of this line that the No Debuta quotes, that maybe that doesn't apply to women. It only applies to men. Arvos of Yatsamotse, and he leaves this as a difficulty. How in fact is that possible? But for our purpose, in Chastinov writes as follows, is that really true? That you fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah by davening Maariv. Do you mention Shabbos? Absolutely. But you know what's absent in the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos? Any reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim? You don't mention in Shemoneh Esrei Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Yantif you do. So if you assume Kiddush on Yantif is Min HaTorah, then one could argue you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush by davening Maariv, because you mention the Kedushas Siyam of Yantif, and you also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even if you hold that Kiddush on Yantif is only Drabanan, if it's a Yantif Shechalios B'Shabbos, so now you have a Shemoneh Esrei where you mention Shabbos and you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then one could fulfill the mitzvah. But the Minchas Chinuch writes, on a typical Shabbos, when you daven Maariv, in that instance, you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's essential. Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. Shabbos is not only to commemorate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Borei Olam, but also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and that is essential for that aspect of Zechira. So that's the Tzarech Iyun that the Minchas Chinuch writes. How is it possible that the Magen Avram, the Milji B'Yudah, assume that you fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush when you go ahead and you daven Maariv? What happened to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Mishnah Berurah suggests in the Bir Halacha in Reish Ayin Aleph a couple of possibilities. One is that maybe that's only a Din D'Rabbanan to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, but from the Gemara it does sound like a Gzeira Shava, that it really is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Or maybe the Bir Halacha writes, it's true in Shemoneh Esrei you didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you did 5 minutes earlier in Kriyashma, you mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Yetzias Mitzrayim of Kriyashma coupled with the Shabbos of Shemoneh Esrei, there's a confluence, and therefore right, that is considered to be sufficient. An interesting possibility. Maybe one could suggest another possible way to understand this view. It's true, the Gemara tells us that part of the ideal mitzvah of Kiddush is not only to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Borei Olam, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, Gzeirah Shavah is Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. But whenever you have that, is it so obvious that that is L'Ikuvah? And without it, if you fail to mention it, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. See, I would suggest as follows. Often the Torah tells us that there is a mitzvah which is a mitzvah hatluya b'dibur. It requires an utterance. It requires speech. Sometimes when the Torah does that, it provides us with menusach. It gives us a parsha. Kriyashma, there is a parsha of Kriyashma. Vidui Maaseh, there is a parsha of Vidui. Mikra Bikurim, there is a parsha of Mikra Bikurim. So therefore, I understand very well that the Torah says, say this. Sometimes the Torah says, say, and doesn't say this. Now, in other words, the mitzvah min HaTorah is that a person has to utter, you have to express, but it's as though that expression is not so tightly defined, somewhat more nebulous in the sense that do the best that you can, ish l'fitzachos l'shono, to be able to express. So I'll ask you the following, okay, but like, where do I start? In the sense that, what themes am I supposed to include in my expression? So, very often you'll find that whenever that's the case, so the Torah will tell us that, you know, this is an appropriate theme, and that's an appropriate theme. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, for example, obviously, thank Hashem for the food He's given you. But you know what? Also mention the Gemara Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin, Bris, and Torah. Include those things as well. Maybe I would have argued, why do I have to mention anything about Bris? Why do I have to mention anything about Torah and Birchas HaMazon? Aren't those something that is distinct from? Hodah, the answer is, no, that also is appropriate. One should mention, that also is considered to be critical. When it comes, for example, to Kiddush, I know we have to mention, acknowledge the fact that now it's Shabbos. Anything else? The Gemara says, yes, also acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim. That also is critical. Or I'll give you another model when it comes to Tefillah. Tefillah, the Rambam writes, is a mitzvah min HaTorah. So what exactly does tefillah include? So the appropriate matbea, the appropriate nusach of tefillah is that you should have shevach, and then bakasha, followed by hodah. So therefore these are three examples, whether it's tefillah or berachas hamazon or kiddush, it's a mitzvah which is dependent on dibur, where the Torah doesn't provide a fixed text, but the Torah does tell us the appropriate themes that should be covered in this amira, in this dibur. Does that necessarily mean that each and everyone is considered to be li'ikuva? Does that necessarily mean that if you don't mention any of those details, that you're not yotzei at all? I understand if I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mazon, and I don't mention the fact that I am thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mazon, I'm not yotzei. But if I do, but I don't mention bris, I don't mention Torah, should I argue that that is so significantly essential that I don't fulfill the mitzvah at all? And therefore, even if you know it's appropriate to do so, does that necessarily mean that it is li'ikuva? Because if you look in the Rambam, for example, in Parak Beis of Hilchos Brachos, it's clear from the Rambam that bris and Torah are not li'ikuva. If you don't mention that, you'll still be yotzei birchas hamazon. The Ritva has a chibur which is called Hilchos Brachos. The Ritva not only has a pirush and maseches brachos, but Hilchos Brachos. In Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, the Ritva writes that bris in Torah is not the ikuva. If you omit it, you are still yotzei. You know, it's an important issue whether bris in Torah is considered to be the ikuva. Number one, it's important are yotzei birchas hamazon. But I'll give you another interesting example. Let's assume you have a suffix as to whether to recite Birkas HaMazon or an Alamechi. You know those complicated simanim in Shulchan Aruch regarding pasta above the kisnin, what is mezonos, what is hamotzi, when you're kaveya suda, do I bench, do I recite an Alamechi? Let's say you have a suffix as to whether something is Birkas HaMazon or Alamechi. Okay, suffix. Is that a suffix daraisa, or is that a suffix derabban? You'll tell me, well, birchas hamazon, bechalta v'salata, certainly you ate and you're satisfied. So in such a case, it's a suffix daraisa. Or maybe I could argue, no, you know, min hatorah al biyotzei with my alhamichya. After all, because according to Rove Rishonim, three brachos as opposed to one bracha, that's daraisa. Is that so obviously daraisa? The minyan habrachos, we don't typically assume is daraisa. So maybe I could argue as follows. The suffix, I have to do something, but the suffix, whether it is benching or it's alamichya, that's only a suffix derabbanan. Because min hatorah, I'm going to be yotzei, even if I recited a bracha achas, main shalosh. But you know what? What does benching have that alamichya doesn't? Bris and Torah. Bris and Torah. There's no reference to Bris and Torah in Alamechia. If you're going to assume that's absolutely critical, and without that you don't fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah of benching, then I'm going to argue that the suffix as to whether to bench or ascend Alamechia is a suffix on a level of Daraisa. Not just simply min HaTorah, either model is good, and now this is only considered to be that which is a suffix Drabana. So that's a pretty critical issue in terms of bris and Torah. Is that necessarily the daraisa? Is that necessarily that which is li'ikuva? Even when it comes to tefillah, the Rambam writes that what is the appropriate sequence, what should be included in tefillah on a level of daraisa? Shevach, bakasha, and hodah. Let's assume one is missing. Does that mean that I don't fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah min HaTorah? On the one hand, one could argue absolutely yes. All are essential, and therefore everything is absolutely indispensable. You know, the Gemara writes that ideally, of course, we daven a complete Shema Esrei. Let's say sometimes a person is in a situation where he can't daven a full Shema Esrei. A person can daven a tefillas havineinu. Seven brachas. No, first three, last three, and one broad bracha that covers all the necessary bases. What happens if a person is in a situation where he can't even daven a tefillah sahavineinu? So that's what the Gemara says, you can daven a tefillah katsara, just a brief tefillah, and that is considered to be sufficient. Rav Shach writes in his introduction to Avi Ezri that when the Gemara says, if you're really kind of under the gun, and honest, and you can't daven, at least utter a tefillah katsara. Rav Shach writes, I would have said that with the tefillah katsara, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah, because the Rambam writes tefillah requires shevach and bakasha and hodah, and a tefillah katsara does not have shevach, bakasha, and hodah. But then Rav Shach writes that he saw the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch is the mitzvah Taf Lam and Gimel, where the Sefer Achinuch writes tefillah, shevach, bakasha, and hodah. And then the Sefer Achinuch goes on to describe sometimes maybe all you can daven is a tefillah katsara. And then the Sefer Achinuch writes the Chiddush, but don't worry, because with that you fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah of tefillah. In other words, that shevach, bakasha, and hodah, although min haTorah it's appropriate, but it's not absolutely indispensable. Even though these are appropriate themes to mention in tefillah, or appropriate themes to underscore when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is absolutely vital. Without that, you would not be able to say. I'll cite by example the Magen Avraham Simen Kufav. The Mishnah tells us, Brachos Tavchav, that women are obligated in tefillah. The Magen Avraham is bothered. Already in his time, women did not daven regularly. So if the Mishnah tells us that women are obligated to daven, so how is it possible that women were not davening on a regular basis? So the Magen Avraham suggests that maybe when the Mishnah tells us women are obligated in tefillah, it doesn't mean tefillah derabbanan. It doesn't mean the entirety of tefillah. It just means in the mitzvah min haTorah of tefillah. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. And then his next chiddush. And therefore, when they get up in the morning and they recite Moda'ani, a tefillah hasmuchel in tefillas yadayim, with that, they are Yotze. That's considered to be good enough. So the Prima Gadim asks, what do you mean you're Yotze? I understand you're going to argue, therefore, don't have to daven a whole Shemoneh Esrei. Don't have to daven everything. But Shevach, Bakash, and Hodah, the Rambam writes, that's part of the mitzvah, min haTorah. So how can you say you're Yotze with Eze Bakasha, which is smucha l'modani? You need at least the formula of shevach, bakash, and hodah. Apparently, the Magen Avraham understood that even if that's true, look, if the Torah would have provided us with a text, so if you don't utilize the text, you're not going to be yotze. Right? If you're not going to say the kriya shma, you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of kriya shma. But when the Torah has a mitzvah which is dependent upon dibur, and the Torah doesn't provide a given text, and the Torah just tells you that the themes that, typically speaking, one should incorporate, does one necessarily have to assume that each one is considered to be that which is li'ikuvah? And maybe one could argue that that's true of tefillah, shevach, bakasha, and hodah. That's true of bris and Torah in Birchas HaMazon. And maybe that's true of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, even when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Gemara tells us it's appropriate to acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. If I'm making Kiddush and I mention the other Zechiras, I mention Zechiras Amalek, I mention Zechiras Mamad Har Sinai, you'll tell me, you know, that's not something that really belongs in the Miskeres of Kiddush. I mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, you tell me, oh, that's appropriate to do. But does that necessarily mean that that is considered to be li'ikuvah? In which sense one could argue that it's true, they may very well be mitzvos min haTorah, and perhaps min haTorah the appropriateness of underscoring these elements, but nonetheless, it doesn't necessarily mean it is makkeh. And therefore, when is Yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush, by mentioning Shabbos, even though you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? You know that line of Rabbi Kveger and some Reishai and Aleph, that even if you just acknowledge that Shabbos, if you just say, good Shabbos, maybe that's considered to be sufficient for the mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush. And even though the Chatzil, of course, you embellish, and you mention the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos in a more extended way, but nonetheless, right, that expansion of Kiddush perhaps does not necessarily mean that it's considered to be likuva. So maybe it wants the appropriateness of acknowledging Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that is considered to be absolutely likuva. There's no mitzvah. And that's why that the Magen Avraham assumes that you'd be yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush, when you daven Ma'ariv. Just as the Magen Avraham writes, you yotze the mitzvah of Tfila with any tfila smucha, any bakasha, even if it doesn't contain shevach, bakasha, and hodah, even though in the ideal sense, all of that is considered to be that which is necessary. But these are three fascinating sources for the basis of Melechet Shabbos. What we assume is the Gemara mentioned simply, and that is Mishkan, with the two possibilities of Mishkan either being Binyan HaMishkan or extending to Avodas HaKarbanos. The other possibility, Zoharai's Vriya Shamayim Varez, which we pointed out, does link to the mitzvah of Osli Mikdash V'Shafanti D'Salcham, and the fascinating Chiddush that Tosus writes, Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's important to always to be mindful. When we go ahead and we make Kiddush on Shabbos, when we observe Shabbos, it's commemorating that twofold experience, Bria Shamayim Varetz, as well as Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban emphasizes, Bria Shamayim Varetz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bore, is a starting point. But you have to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the manhig as well. You know, there were other religions that also believed that there was a first cause, but then everything stopped. But we believe HaMachadish V'tuva B'chol Yom Tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu impacts on every facet of, and that Borei Umanig, that is evident, not only in Bria Shemayim V'aretz, but in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most ongoing way is constantly reframing, recreating, by impacting on every facet of day-to-day life, and therefore it's necessary when we observe Shabbos that commemorates Bria Shemayim V'aretz, we also do so hand in hand with Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. So simply as a foundation, halacha and hashkafa, Bria Shemayim V'aretz, Yetzias Mitzrayim are fundamental points that you have of the source of Lamitas Malachos, of the basis of the mitzvah of Kiddush, and as such the Gemara tells us, Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom.